To the early morning doings. I hope I didn't abuse my skin too bad on that vacation. You know, I always tell myself, where that block? Yeah. Oh, boy, there was nothing to heat. You want to talk heat? Yeah. Let me tell you about Caracas. It's hot. I mean, we just lay there in them chaise lounges. Every now and then, a thang would light a camel and lazily pass it over to me. In the evening, I'd switch to cigars and fill my belly button with brandy. And I'd dip the tip of that thing into the belly button. Of course, every now and then I'd have to say, and spit out a stray piece of lint. We didn't do nothing, said blah. The only irritating thing was there were these little ants that, you know, bite you. They'd come up the side of that chaise lounge and they'd nip at you, so you couldn't really take a nap, because about every 20 minutes or so, something'd be nipping at you, you'd have to slap at your leg. Well, about 4 days into it, I decided I'd had enough. She said, "Where are you going?" I said, "Just hang on a second, baby." I came back and I had a big jar of honey, and I lathered it all over my tuchus. She said, "What are you, nuts?" I said, "Just shut up. Watch me. I lathered the tecostal foliage heavily. And sure enough, them ants, they made a line. I mean, they were thick. They were an inch deep going up the leg of that cheese lounge. Swarming throughout the foliage. She said, "Are you up there?" I said, "Just hang on a second, baby." I waited about 10 minutes. There must have been thousands of them. I smiled. I said, "Watch this, baby. Prepare to die, you maggots." And I gritted my teeth.
The Tuna and the Tunes. The Grease Man. DC 101.